Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, June 5th, 2023, here are three big things you need to know. One, a Florida businessman says his family was on the crash plane that caused chaos in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The plane sparked panic after it violated restricted airspace and forced the military to scramble F-16s at supersonic speeds. The civilian plane then crashed in the Virginia wilderness after repeated attempts by NORAD to establish contact. Two, Michigan's average gasoline price, 8 cents lower than last week, $3.53 per gallon. AAA Michigan says that is 10 cents higher than last month, but $1.50 less than last year. Most expensive gas in Jackson and Traverse City, $3.57, Flint at $3.48 being the most affordable. And three, Instagram is reinstating the personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the 2024 Democratic presidential candidate. His account was removed in 2021 for posting information about COVID. Instagram said his account had shared debunked claims about the coronavirus and vaccines. According to Meta, Kennedy's personal account will be restored, but his organization's won't. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning. We'll talk this hour with Glenn Kowalski about the Ford plant and Marshall. Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics on what happened in Iowa over the weekend as candidates begin jockeying for position in Iowa ahead of the caucuses. And Brandon Boudreau from Michigan Gun Rights about a new bill in Lansing involving BB guns and minors. All of that coming up this hour on the program. Thanks so much for being alongside. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram, SteveGruber.com, or at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Don't forget, over on the website, get links out to the podcast, which you can find where you get your audio too. Team does a good job putting things up just after the show. Hear something a second time, share with someone who might have missed it, or hear what you might have missed. SteveGruber.com. Click on podcasts. Republicans, and more specifically the Republican National Committee, trying to figure out who will host Republican presidential debates in the fall, and I guess into next year too. Axios, a story on Friday. Governor Ron DeSantis' rage against CNN and MSNBC, along with former President Trump's polling lead and distrust of Fox News, has created a deadlock over who will host the rest of the 2024 GOP presidential debates, and uncertainty over whether they'll happen at all. I'll come back to this in a second, but saying that DeSantis has rage against CNN and MSNBC is just wrong. What he does is understands what they do and what their mission is. We'll come back to this in a bit. There's a great quote from DeSantis about this. So the story on Axios says DeSantis doesn't want to be on CNN or NBC or MSNBC, and Trump is upset at Fox News. So who's going to host these debates? And they've apparently talked to everyone. Some of these ideas are so ridiculous. Republicans have done an awful job recently of controlling something valuable, which is this debate and the candidates and airtime. CNN hosted debates. MSNBC, I don't know if MSNBC did, I take that back. But you had John Harwood, a guy on the left, ostensibly a neutral reporter, but a guy on the left hosting these debates previously, moderating these debates. It's ridiculous. Republicans should call the shots as they want, because these debates are not for a general audience. They are for Republican voters trying to hear about issues that matter to Republicans, not the mainstream media. Here's what's been happening so far. CNN wants debates. Of course they do. Brings ratings, eyeballs. CNN promised, we'll put it on other Warner Brothers Discovery channels, and we'll partner with a conservative-leaning outlet on the debates. That could even have one of their journalists partner and co-moderate. Ooh. So just two-thirds of the questions coming from biased CNN reporters and analysts. NBC News is making a pitch. Lester Holt would host the debate along with someone from MSNBC. Why would you possibly agree to that if you are the RNC. Why would you agree to subject your candidates to questions from NBC News and MSNBC? Fox News, their pitch, Bret Baier and Martha McCallum as possible moderators for their debate. The RNC did reach out to several conservative outlets. Newsmax and Rumble pitched, but others passed because of cost concerns. PBS submitted a bid to the RNC to host a debate. So did ABC News and CBS News. The Washington Post submitted a bid, a spokesperson confirmed. All of these choices, and again, the RNC could put these debates anywhere. It's on them. It's on Ronna McDaniel to pick the place that makes the most sense for candidates and makes the most sense for voters who are trying to get answers from their candidates about issues that Republicans care about and conservatives care about and not issues the mainstream media cares about. Ron DeSantis was on with Glenn Beck last month at some point. I don't have the audio. I just want to read this quote because, again, Axios says Ron DeSantis has rage against CNN and MSNBC. No, he just understands what's going on here. Listen, here's Ron DeSantis. Here's the thing with corporate media, he says. I say they shouldn't be involved in our process because they're hostile to us as Republicans. True. They have a partisan agenda, which is fine. It's a free country. And people say, oh, well, you just don't want them to ask Republicans tough questions. No, Ron DeSantis says, their gotcha questions are not tough questions. Their questions are designed to further a narrative. Their questions are not illuminating to Republican primary voters. You've seen what happened in the 2015 or 2016 with some of these debates. It was a mockery what these legacy media outlets were doing. Their whole goal is to try to make the Republican candidates look as ridiculous as possible. They don't want us to look like we're serious people. They want to be able to plow the field to get Biden reelected. Bingo. Ron DeSantis and his team understand this. Mainstream media, corporate media, legacy media, whatever name you want to give them, their questions are not illuminating to Republican primary voters. Their whole goal is to try to make the Republican candidates as ridiculous as possible. They don't want us to look like we're serious people. Those are the goals, PBS, NBC, MSNBC, and it goes way back, way back. I mean, further than this, but if you go back to just 2008, that cycle. Remember the debate where George Stephanopoulos, the former DNC operative, the best friend of Bill Clinton, asked Mitt Romney, so, you got to ban birth control? And Mitt Romney had no idea what he was talking about. Like, what? No one's talking about this. And Stephanopoulos said, well, you're going to do it, right? You're going to ban birth control? What do you think about that? It was to establish the narrative that this was under consideration by candidates to help promote and further Democratic causes. DeSantis gets it. We'll see if the RNC gets it based on, I think, in part, where they choose to place these debates this cycle. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.